my own feeling would be that if they're going to say anything on the floor, when there's nothing to what they say, we would be better off to let press appear before the committee in executive session and answer those questions and have a record on it.
Or you just the boss.
I think that's better, because otherwise he's just going to go with a Williams-type smear. And if we have the record, people, you know, can defend him. He hasn't done a darn thing in the world. Absent giving him a chance to answer those questions, we'll get accused of, you know, steamrolling it through the committee and everything. And I think it's better off the other way.
When does that happen?
Tuesday.
That's good. What does Eastland say?
Eastland's advice would be to have a hearing, have it in executive session, and then release the transcript afterwards. So there wouldn't be any publicity on the hearing.
Who's heard? You and Bress?
Who's what?
Who is heard? You and Bress?
Well, Bress would be.
Yeah, just by himself?
Just by himself.
Well, wouldn't somebody have to, you or Ramsey,
might have to
tell him that he has nothing to do with this case, and here's how it's been handled. That's a great, I think this is a good opportunity for you to say in the department that this case is being tried in the newspapers a whole lot, and it's not helping the case any, that here's the procedure that was followed, that you set up a grand jury, and you called so many witnesses. You've done so much work with it that you don't know what the grand jury developed. You don't want to prejudge it or pre-try it. But if they keep on, but you don't want to say anything. They'll let Bobby Baker's lawyer or anybody else's lawyer say that they couldn't get a fair trial, and that Bress has got nothing to do with Baker and would have nothing to do with the case. And the tidings had, I mean, that the accident had nothing to do with them. And that, or any others involved in it, I guess. I guess you'd say this is a case that handled by a Senate committee and came to us that way and is this size. And, for that reason, we decided in the very beginning we'd set up a special outfit.
Not unusual.
Says that's generally the practice in all bigger cases of this type, because it's not a local case as much as it is a national case, and it runs from California to Canada, and a local district attorney would be handling that. And I think I'd start off that way with answering the questions and then present Bress.
All right, then I can, that gives me a chance to also state all Bress's qualifications and get that along.
That's right. All right, I think that's the best thing to do. Now, what was Dodd upset about?
The Pearson thing, but he said he didn't get it from Pearson. He got it from some lawyer in Connecticut. The stock certificates, he's satisfied. Barefoot saw him at 9 o'clock this morning, showed him stuff. But, he said, well, the FBI had to interview one person, so we went out and got an affidavit. He was being a little sticky about it, but he's all right.
Are there any other senators that are raised any question?
No.
Do any of the rest of them know anything about it?
I don't think any of them know anything about that stock certificate. We can bring that out in a paper.
What is Williams saying to Eastland? Just wants to be testifier, or wants to what?
He wants to be present. He'd like to be present at the committee meeting.
I don't guess Bress has ever met Baker, has he?
He says he met him once when Baker was called in on a deposition and he was representing the corporation, and he was going to cross-examine Baker. But then the deposition was called off. And on that date, and before, you know, they set another date for it, the case was settled. So he was actually going to meet him in an adversary capacity. You know, ridiculous. He said that's the only time he was. And he represented the corporation. He said at the time, Baker was not a stockholder. At the time, he undertook, you know, representation. Baker wasn't even stockholder. He later acquired it.
At the time he represented the corporation, Baker
he undertook the assignment. Initially for the corporation, he said Baker was not a stockholder.
Time he was employed then,
yeah.
Huh? Who employed him?
The corporation.
Well, any, you know what person?
Yeah, it would be Tucker.
Well, that's a pretty good fact, isn't it?
Bring yes, up. Sir. Yes, sir, it is a good fact. I haven't. I only just talked with Bress over the phone, and I want to be sure is that he's absolutely dead right on the facts and dates.
I tell him
you're
that.
Awfully, you know, it's awfully wrong if you make a statement like that.
I'm sure.
And then find out you've misrecollected.
I just sure would. I'd just be awfully careful about that. And well, I guess I'll give you a little publicity, and Williams and them will raise Clark Vaughn on them, raise hell over the weekend, and radio, TV shows. Shouldn't you send Brest to see Miller?
Miller? Oh, I'd say Miller. Miller's better than Williams.
I'd see what good buddies he's got here at Dirksen's and send him to see Dirksen and say now.
Wouldn't do any harm for him to see Miller and to see Dirksen and see God.
Yeah, I think since they brought this out, and since it's in the paper, that the normal, natural thing that I would do if I were involved, since Miller says that he thinks that he ought to be held up, he ought to call him and say, I'm not come see him. And he ought to say, now, I was asked to take this job. I see where you said this. Johnson's cabinet. I never saw Johnson till the day he appointed. Never had a conversation with him until I was recommended to him. My name went up through channels, and I never saw him until the day I was appointed. But I hear the facts, and here's what happened. Here's the department. Here's their position on this case. Here's how it's being handled. And I would disqualify myself anything involving Serview anyway. Just as any court would. And just as you would, I'm sure, on some effect in Iowa. And I'll be glad to answer any questions you want to do it. I never spent 5 minutes with Baker in my life. And he never paid me anything. All I know is, here it is. I think I'd make him go do that. See how good he is at it before you go in there Tuesday. And then I'd sit down myself and talk to Dirksen and tell him that somebody can get hurt here mighty damned easy if they play this way, that this man hasn't done any harm to anybody.